And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Kidnappers Escape Again. Well, you know, it took us almost 3 weeks to capture the kidnappers in the first place, and no sooner had they been put in jail when they escaped, causing further complications, too, about which you will soon hear. Just to review the situation, Sparky and Mayor Plumfront and I were sitting in our living room in our home in Cincinnati in the little house just all the way up the next block when all of a sudden an announcement came on the radio telling us that the kidnappers had escaped. Come and listen.
Boy, Mayor, do you mean that you almost married the girl whose daddy owns the rye bread company that sponsored the radio program we're listening to right now?
Yeah, that's right, lad. By now, I might have been president of that company. But I wouldn't be mayor of this here grand and glorious city of ours.
Boy, Mayor, I tell you, when it comes to getting married, you sure did have lots of close calls.
We interrupt melody time to bring you a special news bulletin.
Wait a minute, lad. Let's listen to this.
We just learned that there's been a jailbreak. The three kidnappers who were recently captured after kidnapping the fiancée of Mayor Plumfront, Miss Daffodil Dilly, have escaped from jail. The three kidnappers are at large in the city. We'd like to warn everyone that these men are desperate. If you think you see them, report to the police immediately.
Oh, my.
The kidnappers are out of jail again.
This is terrible. Mayor, do you suppose that they'll try to get us? After all, we're the ones who captured them.
I don't know. I don't know, Buster. But I'm going to have to get up to my office in City Hall right away. This is an emergency.
Yeah, I should say it is. Quick, Sparky, get our hats and coats. We'll drive the mayor up to his office.
Well, here we are, Mayor. Here's City Hall.
Yes, we didn't get here a minute too soon. Come on, fellas, let's go inside.
We're right with you, Mayor. Lead the way.
Oh, I'm telling you, fellas, we better capture those there kidnappers again. We don't want to have those there dangerous fellas running around loose here, that's for sure.
Wonder how they got out of jail.
I don't know. The jail guards must have had spring fever or something like that. Hey, just push your way through the revolving door there, lad.
Hey, when they put in this revolving door, wasn't here the last time we came to your office, Mayor Plumfront.
Oh, they always take down the revolving door during the wintertime, lad, and then they put up the old double doors in the wintertime. But now that spring's almost here, why, up go the revolving doors again.
Look down the hall there, Mayor. There goes Miss Stolitbuffer into your office. What's that she's carrying?
Oh, it's a little container of coffee. Every afternoon, right about this time, she goes out and gets herself some coffee.
Drinks it in the office, huh?
Oh, yes. You can't get Miss Stolitbuffer away from her typewriter for very long. No.
Yeah, I know. You're lucky to have someone like her for
a secretary.
Now,
here's your office, Mayor. Should we just go right on in? Is that okay?
Yes, go right on in there, lad.
Hey there, Miss Stolitbuffer.
Afternoon, Miss Stolitbuffer. Anybody come to see me, tell them I'm in conference.
How do you do, Miss Stolitbuffer?
Just walk into my inner office there, lad. The door's open.
Hey, Mayor Plumfront, don't you think we should have gone to the jailhouse to see how the kidnappers escaped?
No. I'll find out right here, lad. Here, just close the door behind you, Big John, whilst I call up the chief of police.
Yeah, I'm anxious to hear how those guys escaped, too.
Yeah, we'll find out here in just a second. Hello, chief. Plumfront. Say, how about them there kidnappers? Yeah. Well, but what are you and the boys doing about it?
Do you think they'll capture them, Big John?
Oh, yeah, I think they will, Sparky. Now that the police know what they look like, now that the kidnappers have no hideout and no getaway car, they'll be caught all right.
Boy, I sure hope so.
Yes, all right. All right, Roy. Well, let me know as soon as anything happens, all right? Yeah, goodbye. Yeah.
What did Chief say, Mayor?
Oh, same old story, lad. The chief says one of the kidnappers pretended to be sick, and when the guard came in to see what was wrong, they overpowered him and took away the keys.
Did the chief say how long he thought it would be before the kidnappers were caught again?
No, it won't be long, Buster. Police have got all the roads out of town blocked, you know.
Hey, I wonder if Yuki knows the kidnappers have escaped. He's a detective, you know. I bet he'd like to try to capture him again.
See, that's a good idea, lad. I'll just call old Yuki to his office and tell him. Excuse me.
Yes, sir, good old Yuki. With good old Yuki on the case, those kidnappers are just as good as caught.
Wonder if he's still angry with us. After the way he walked out of the house the other day after that game of tiddlywinks, I don't think that he'd ever want to talk to us again.
Do you think Yuki really was mad at me, Big John, just because I beat him in a little game of tiddlywinks?
Well, he sure acted like he was. What's the matter, Mayor? Doesn't Yuki answer his telephone at his office?
No, it's rung about 6 times. He hasn't answered yet. I don't know.
Maybe he's out in his taxi cab.
Yeah, that could be. Let's see, I think I'll call his room over to Cheviot Hills Hotel. Maybe old Duke decided not to go to work today.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Duke might be home. Or he might be at his inventing laboratory at the old barn on the old Plugnickel farm.
Yeah, it could be. It's just me. Hello? Who is this? Oh, Sam. Sam the desk clerk? What you doing on the switchboard, Sam? Where's Clary, your regular switchboard girl? Oh, went out for coffee, huh? Yeah. Well,
Clary, the switchboard operator, drinks coffee on the job, too, Big John.
Say, Sam, can you tell me something? Is Yuki put you up in this room? Must be, huh? Because his 19 and 13 Model T is down in the garage. Well, will you ring his room for me? Do that, will you, Sam? Sam says he ain't seen Yuki since he came out of it, or hasn't seen him all day. As a matter of fact, says he hasn't come out of his room. Guess it must be in his room, then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Can't imagine Yuki going out without his taxi cab. And if it's still in the garage, Yuki must be in his room.
Yeah, Yuki never goes anywhere without his 1913 Model T.
Hey.
Good old Yuki. He won't even walk around the corner if he can help it.
Oh, that boy just loves to drive that there 19 and 13 Model T of his. Hello? What's the matter, Sam? Yuki doesn't answer. Are you sure his Model T is down in the garage, Sam? You are, huh? Just saw it not more than 2 minutes ago when you went down to talk to the janitor, huh? I see.
Boy, Big John, Yuki doesn't answer his telephone.
Well, you sure that you haven't seen him go out all day, huh, Sam? Well, if you see him, Sam, tell him I called, really, Sam? Okay. Yeah, goodbye, Sam. That's funny. Yuki doesn't answer his phone at the hotel either. And his 19 and 13 Model T taxi cab is down in the garage.
You know, that is odd. Why doesn't Yuki answer his phone?
Maybe Yuki's disappeared.
You know, that's what I've been thinking too, lad. Buster, do you think it's possible that after them their kidnappers escaped from jail, they went and kidnapped Yuki?
Well, it's quite possible. After all, Yuki never goes anywhere without his cab, and yet it's in the garage. And he doesn't answer his phone. It just might be.
Boy, you mean maybe Yuki's been kidnapped now? Wowee! Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy! Kids, what do you think of this latest development? Now it looks like Yuki Butcher has been kidnapped. Why, the kidnappers who kidnapped the Widow Dilly. They just escaped from jail, too. I bet the first thing they did was go out to Yuki's room at the Cheviot Hills Hotel and kidnap him. They probably wanted to get even with him because he helped capture him. But Mayor Plumfront says the police will capture the kidnappers soon. Boy, I certainly hope so. Don't you? Oh, poor Yuki. Hey, maybe I better get the guys at my club busy on this case again. I'll see you later, kids. So long.